Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We hope you're hungry.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Are you ready to learn a lot? Today's topic is food.
And the title of our lesson is Let's Cook Scrambled Eggs. Let's cook scrambled eggs. So, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
We learned that James and Susie started cooking some scrambled eggs for lunch. Lunch is the second meal of the day.
That's right. And today we will find out how their scrambled eggs turned out. I really want to know, so let's get started. But first, we need to read it together. Here's Marie for some help.
Susie and James are cooking some yummy scrambled eggs. First, James mixes together some eggs and milk. Then he turns on the stove and melts some butter in a pan. Next, he pours the eggs into the pan and stirs them. Then Susie toasts some bread. Susie and James put the eggs on the toast. You can also add some tomatoes to your scrambled eggs. They're delicious.
Thanks, Marie. So, when do you usually eat eggs?
I usually eat eggs in the morning. I eat them for breakfast. A lot of people do.
I usually have fried eggs on toast in the morning. That's one of my favorite breakfasts.
Hey, it's Christina's favorite breakfast too. Let's join her now. She needs to show us our keywords for today.
Hello, 今天 Susie 和 James 要一起做非常可口的炒蛋。They are making some yummy scrambled eggs. 形容词 yummy 就是美味好吃的。做的时候要先打开炉火，然后让奶油在炒锅里融化。做菜时用的炉灶、瓦斯炉等等的就叫做 stove. They turn on the stove first. 奶油化了之后就可以把打好的这个牛奶蛋液倒进锅中。Pour the eggs into the pan. 把东西倒出来的这个动作就是 pour. 那这个倒进去之后呢，下一个动作就是要搅拌这个蛋液。Then you stir it. 搅拌这个搅动就是 stir.Taylor 说她也会在家里做炒蛋，不过她的炒蛋里还会加番茄。She adds some tomatoes in it. 番茄就是 tomato， 它的复数加了 es， 变成 tomatoes。今天中午的炒蛋虽然没有加番茄 ，Taylor 还是觉得它很可口。Taylor 说 ，Lunch was delicious。形容词 delicious 表示美味可口的。
Well done, James. That looks good.
What do we do next?
Add a little salt and pepper.
Okay. And now we cook the eggs?
Yes. Turn on the stove and melt the butter in the pan.
Then I pour the eggs into the pan?
Yes. And stir them after a minute. I'll toast the bread.
Susie and James are cooking in the kitchen. I can smell it, I think. Marie, do you smell that?
I do. It smells so good. They are doing a great job. Well done, Susie. Well done, James.
Well done. I like this phrase. Let's learn more about it with Christina.
James 在厨房里跟 Susie 学习做炒蛋。Susie 很会鼓励人，她对 James 说 ：“Well done, James， 做得很好。”Done 这个字是做 ，do 这个字的过去分词，所以 well done 是夸赞对方完成得很好。我们借这个机会来学学该怎么用英文称赞人。除了 well done 之外，你还可以说 good job， 或者 you did a great job， 也可以说。Excellent 表示太优秀了，或是 perfect 太完美了。当然，我们还常常听到人说 wonderful 太棒了，或者你可以直接告诉对方 you're so good， 或是 You're amazing. 学到了吗？称赞人的话也可以换着用哦。
Well done, Christina. Thank you. Well, everything looks good so far.
I agree. Hey, Marie, you just used today's grammar point. That means it's time for us to visit Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Here's the moment that you've been waiting for. A grammar point. If you want to tell someone that something looks good, you can use this grammar point. And of course, the best way to learn is through some examples. First, the weather looks good. Second, those mooncakes look good today. It's time for you to go out and use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Let's practice a little bit together. This cake looks good. The turkey looks very good. Now it's your turn. Try using today's grammar point with a friend.
The next thing James and Susie have to do is add a little salt and pepper. That's pretty simple. We talked about salt and pepper yesterday. Salt and pepper add a little bit more flavor. Then it's time to cook the eggs.
Great! To cook the eggs, they must turn on the stove and melt the butter in the pan. Peter, do you use your stove?
Sometimes, but I should use it more often. I usually just boil water, then I just want to make some coffee.
Well, on a stove, there are burners that become hot when turned on. I use my stove all the time. I like to cook fish and meat on a stove. And I also like to make pancakes, too. There are so many things you can make when you have a stove.
Yes, but always make sure to turn it off when you're done. It can be very dangerous. It is fire. So Susie and James turn on the stove and melt the butter in the pan. What's next?
Well, then James pours the eggs into the pan. Pour. What a great word. If you want something to drink, you can pour water or juice in your glass. If you want some sauce on your spaghetti, you pour it over the pasta.
Well, if you have friends over for dinner, you need to make sure that everyone's glass is full. Just pour some drink into their glass. Once James pours the eggs into the pan, he has to stir them after a minute.
Right. To stir is like to mix. You can use something like a spoon to stir.
You stir your coffee in the morning if you add some sugar. You can stir the batter before you make your pancakes.
That's right. Well, while James is stirring, Susie will toast the bread. Peter, their lunch is almost ready.
Well, and they can't wait to try it. But first, we need to take a short break. Friends, we'll see you after this. See you soon. Welcome back from the break, everyone. Today we're talking about cooking. So besides a stove, what other things do we use in the kitchen to cook food?
Well, we use an oven. I use my oven to make bread, cake, or even pizza.
And don't forget the microwave. That's the fastest way to cook anything.
That's right. It heats up food very quickly. All right, friends, let's continue to learn. Here's conversation B.
Well, Susie and James's scrambled eggs were yummy.
Yes, Linda. Lunch was delicious.
And it's nice to drink some coffee after lunch.
I agree. This is a very nice break.
Do you cook scrambled eggs at home?
Sometimes, but I add some tomatoes to mine.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Maybe I'll try that myself sometime.
Linda and Taylor are talking in the Jungle Cafe. Linda thinks Susie and James's scrambled eggs were yummy.
And Taylor thought they were delicious, too. Yummy and delicious. These words mean the same thing. Both Linda and Taylor thought those scrambled eggs tasted very good.
So, Peter, what are some things that are yummy and delicious?
Oh, pizza is delicious, and hamburgers are very yummy.
I agree. I think most foods are delicious, but there are times when food is not yummy and delicious.
Really? When is that?
Well, when something is cooked for too long or not cooked enough, it will not taste good. Or if food is not fresh, it will definitely not be delicious.
Oh, you're right about that. So after a good lunch, it's nice to drink some coffee. It's a good break for Linda and Taylor.
Yeah, and it's time for them to talk about food. Linda wants to know if Taylor cooks scrambled eggs at home.
And she does, sometimes. We also learn she likes to add some tomatoes to her scrambled eggs.
Oh, that's another thing I don't think is delicious. Tomatoes. Oh, I don't like tomatoes.
What? You don't like tomatoes? But they are so sweet and tasty. Look, it's so perfect, round and red. You can add it to almost anything and it will taste good.
Yes, I'm sure. But it's funny, I like tomato sauce and tomato soup, but tomatoes, not so much.
Okay, well, Taylor likes them because she puts them in scrambled eggs. That sounds nice. Maybe I'll try some of that myself.
Yeah, maybe I'll try that myself.
Marie, you just told all of us that you don't like tomatoes. Why would you say that?
Peter, I'm talking about today's
calendar phrase.
Maybe I'll try that myself.
Maybe I'll try that myself.
我可能自己来试试这样做。
Did you use a recipe to bake these cookies?
Yes, but I added more sugar.
Oh, maybe I'll try that myself.
And I added more butter.
Maybe I'll try that myself.
And I added more milk.
Maybe I'll try that myself.
So, what do you think?
Maybe...I won't try it myself. Ew.
Oops.
Maybe I'll try that myself.
Maybe I'll try that myself.
我可能自己来试试这样做。
That was a fun calendar phrase, but we're not done with this sentence yet.Christina has some more to tell us about it. Are you there, Christina?
Taylor 说他炒蛋的时候会加番茄。Linda 听了之后说 Maybe I'll try that myself sometime. 请留意这个句子里的 myself, 它用来强调或许我自己会亲自试试看。我们来练习一下它的用法。I made it myself, 我自己亲自做的。Have you seen it yourself? 你自己亲眼看到了吗? She will make the call herself. 她会自己打那一通电话。The exam itself wasn't difficult. 那个考试本身并不困难。从以上的例子我们可以看到,这个反身代名词也可以用来表达出强调的口气。
Thanks, Christina. Myself, yourself,Herself. All words we should know. So, Peter, do you like to cook for yourself?
Of course I do. I know how I like food to taste, so I can make it perfect every single time.
That's great. I cook for myself all the time. And I like to make things myself too, like bags, decorations, and jewelry.
That's great. But Marie, there's one last thing we have to do.
Oh, really? What's that?
We have to taste the scrambled eggs for ourselves. Do you want to get some?
Hey, I would love to. But of course, after we review those keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Yummy. Yummy. I love cheesecake. It is yummy.
Stove. Stove. You can use the stove in the kitchen.
Pour. Pour. Pour some water into this pan.
Stir. Stir. Stir the sauce into your pasta.
Tomato. Tomato. Tomatoes are a red fruit.
Delicious. Delicious. Ice cream is delicious. Friends, those are our key words. Keep on practicing. Now let's go over our conversations one more time.
Well done, James. That looks good.
What do we do next?
Add a little salt and pepper.
Okay. And now we cook the eggs?
Yes. Turn on the stove and melt the butter in the pan.
Then I pour the eggs into the pan?
Yes. And stir them after a minute. I'll toast the bread.
Well, Susie and James's scrambled eggs were yummy.
Yes, Linda. Lunch was delicious.
And it's nice to drink some coffee after lunch.
I agree. This is a very nice break.
Do you cook scrambled eggs at home?
Sometimes, but I add some tomatoes to mine.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Maybe I'll try that myself sometime.
Recipes often tell people how to make food. They often use words like first, second, third, next, and finally.
That's right. And today, I want to tell you my recipe for a breakfast sandwich. Let's take a look at this photo. This is the sandwich I made, and I want to tell you how to make it.
Okay, Marie, please tell me how to make this. It looks delicious.
Okay, well, first I cooked an egg and some bacon on a pan.
Is that a fried egg?
Yes, it is. Second, I got some bread and toasted it.
Great. So what do you do after that?
Well, third, put the egg on the bread. Then add the bacon. Next, you can add cheese. I like to add lots of cheese.
Then what do you do? Please, what do you do next?
Well, finally, eat your sandwich.
Ooh, thank you, Marie. That sounds great. And now everyone knows how to make a delicious breakfast egg sandwich.
That's right. Well, friends, how do you make your favorite sandwich? Tell a friend about it using the words first, second, third, then, next, and finally.
And next, we have Jungle Chit Chat. Friends, let's watch.
Hey, James, what can't be used until it's broken?
What can't be used until it's broken?
An egg! An egg can't be used until it's broken!
Very funny. Now, read the recipe for scrambled eggs.
Okay, it's simple. First, mix the eggs and milk.
And after that?
a little salt and pepper.
Okay, what's next?
Melt some butter in a pan.
And pour the eggs in?
Yes, then wait for a minute and stir.
I can do that. Okay, I'm ready to start.
And I'm ready to eat. Let's hurry.
Yeah.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. Right now I'm getting ready to cook. Do you like to cook? I do. Today I'm going to make spaghetti sauce. It's not hard. I need tomatoes, tomato paste, onion, garlic, and spices. Let's begin.
Spaghetti is a very popular dish. It is easy to make. To make the sauce, you chop the tomatoes, the onions, and the garlic. Then you cook the onions and garlic in a pan with a little oil. When they are soft, add the chopped tomatoes and the tomato paste. Stir it well, then add the spices. You can use oregano and basil. Then stir the sauce again. Put a cover on the pan and let the sauce cook for 5 to 10 minutes. Then boil some water in a big pot. Put in your spaghetti noodles and cook them for 9 to 11 minutes. When they're cooked, take them out of the water. Then put your sauce on them and enjoy.
Yum! This smells very good! I can't wait to eat my spaghetti. Cooking is fun and easy, but eating is even more fun. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to eat my spaghetti now. Goodbye, everyone. I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
Well, I am full from that bacon egg sandwich that you made. Ooh, and those scrambled eggs.
Yeah, you know what? I'm really full, too. Those scrambled eggs were really delicious. I hope they make them again very soon.
I love they put just enough salt and pepper in them. They were delicious.
That's right. And you know what? I'm so full that I can't have one more bite. But a nap sounds really nice.
All right, friends, we hope you enjoyed today. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.